in every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ. Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB4265, NMLS number 64367.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Olivia. From Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's all about Las Vegas.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Michael Schaus. Founder of the ShousCreative.com. He's a political columnist. We'll talk about a legislative session that begins less than a month from now. February 6th is the next gaveling in of the legislature. And, you know, we've got a Republican governor. A lot can happen. We'll find out. Tell you what, let's go to our phones. If you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. We always have our phone lines open to you at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Well, I'm glad you know how good I am. Last week, two different segments, you talked about two different segments, two different days, about a do-nothing Congress. You triggered a memory. The year was 1980. I can get this in, Kevin, trust me. The year was 1980. I was a sophomore or junior in history. The professor passed out. Cars, I got Ford. So I'm in the car with the colonel. And I said, Dad, was President Ford a good president? He looked at me and boom, Five minutes later, 20 miles down the road on the 91 freeway, he looks back and he says, yes, son, he was a good president. I said, Dad, why? He said, son, because he didn't do anything. Who loves you, baby?
I love that. Thanks, Frank. Oh, my God. Stay where you are. Lots more to do. And in fact, coming up in our next segment, House Homeland Security chairman is a guy named Mark Green from Tennessee. And he was out there last night on Fox News Channel justifying the defunding of 87,000 new IRS agents. 87,000. You know how many audits that would be? That's incredible. We'll talk about that coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, as we check out your road conditions right now, I'm looking at the KMZQ traffic cams right now here in the studio, and we still have some shoulder activity there on that transition ramp. Looks like some crews are out there doing some makeshift work. That's on the transition ramp, leaving 15 North, merging to the 215 Southern Beltway. Also, that road work continues on Interstate 15 both directions between Flamingo and Warm Springs. That project should wind up hopefully by March 1st. And look out for crashes southbound Maryland Parkway at Rochelle and northbound Martin Luther King at Owens.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash powered by the Score app. The third game of a seven-game homestand for the Vegas Golden Knights is this Thursday night. They'll host the Florida Panthers. The Knights split the first two games of the homestand, winning 5-2 on Thursday over the Penguins and falling 5-1 against the Kings last Saturday night. Vegas has a slim lead on top of the Pacific Division, 2 points better than Los Angeles. The LA Kings doubled up Edmonton 6-3 last night. In last night's NBA action, the Lakers fell 122-109 at Denver. Russell Westbrook had 25, Thomas Bryant 17 points, 10 rebounds. They played without LeBron James, who sat out with an ankle injury. LA came into the matchup having won five straight. The Nuggets have wins in 3 in a row and 8 of 10. They're tied for the Western Conference lead with the Grizzlies at 27-13. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash on AM 670 KMZQ Talk Radio done right.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day. And if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
Just $5.50 per day on a $1,000 loan?
Yes, sir. No other fees at all. Just the interest for how long you keep the loan out. And for 2023, the first week's on us.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Free loan means if you pay after loan a month or less, the interest is free. If you are still required to repay the principal amount, licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on bi-weekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I know you have a busy life. with lots of activities to keep you from your radio or your smartphone between noon and 3. That's why we've created Live and Local On Demand. You missed an interview? You want to hear my take on a hot-button issue? Then Live and Local On Demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, kevinwallradio.com. It's user-friendly, and it's free. Try it out right now. In fact, you want to listen to some of the stuff we were doing yesterday or late last week? Hey, it's all there. Go to kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com. I promised I'd let you hear a pretty good justification for Republicans in the House of Representatives to defund 87,000 IRS agents. This was Mark Green. He is chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. And he reacted to essentially cutting 87,000 IRS agents in a budget cut that they did yesterday on the floor of the United States House of Representatives. Listen to this.
You know, Congressman, it's great to have you on here. You get kind of just heard what Senate Finance Chair Ron Wyden just said, and he said it really basically is nothing more than a giveaway to the rich. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's insane. When you think about all the costs it takes for the audits for those businesses, and we're talking 87,000 agents doing multiple audits, add that to the price of goods. What's that going to do to inflation in the economy, which is already at historic levels? So they don't think about the downstream secondary and tertiary effects of their stupid policies. 87,000 IRS agents. We need 87,000 more CBP guys, Customs and Border Patrol folks, you know, helping us with the migration crisis at the southern border. We don't need to disrupt our economy with 87,000 people picking through small businesses' pocketbooks.
Yeah, and it's amazing to me when you heard on tape tonight, excuse me, sir, when you heard the president say to the congregation in Mexico that 100,000 Americans have died from the fentanyl crisis, 100,000, and yet there's no request to put more forces on the border, more people down there to keep these drugs out. I want to know what you think about in the same subject. What do you think about some Republicans considering cutting the military budget?
Yeah, to my knowledge, none of these new rules actually cut the military budget. And we looked at it very hard because, you know, I'm a national security guy. I've spent 24 years in the military, you know, special operations time and three trips to combat. The last thing I want to do is see the military, you know, the defense budget cut. And so, yeah, we looked very hard at it. I don't think any of these rules will cut defense spending. Now, we are going to demand that the Pentagon look very hard at waste, fraud, and you know, just abuse that's going on. I don't want to say fraud, but waste and abuse through inefficiencies, particularly in acquisitions. But no, there's no intent to cut the defense budget.
There you have it, Mark Green from Tennessee, chairman of the incoming chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee. I'll just tell you, the idea of increasing the amount of IRS agents, you know. And as a guy that's dealt with the IRS over the years, they are a surly bunch, and they're not really much into customer service. When was the last time you actually spoke with somebody on the phone at the IRS? Yeah, crickets. Not much of anybody gets a chance to talk to the IRS. You can't do it. You can talk to H&R Block. They're really good at customer service, but the IRS, the people they deal with, it's not even funny. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Murder and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug, she masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Potentially bad news for the folks at Southwest Gas. Did you hear what the feds are thinking of doing now? I mean, it's incredible what this Biden administration comes up with. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story all morning long, and it's getting worse by the hour. Tell us what you got this morning.
Well, the Biden administration is now considering a nationwide ban on gas stoves. And they're saying,
I've got a gas stove. Hey, whoa. I've got a gas stove.
You're part of the 40% of Americans. 40% of Americans have gas stove. Let them eat bugs. That's what they. That's what they're trying to do, maybe. But I'm being facetious there, of course. But they say that harmful pollutants released by these appliances, according to the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Again, another one of those federal agencies that's reaching out and trying to change the way we live life. They say it's for our own good. Kind of like vaccines, but that's a whole nother
issue.
Oh,
don't get yourself started.
Yeah, yeah, we don't even want to go there. But they say that these gas stoves are linked to respiratory illnesses, cardiovascular problems, cancer, health conditions, things like that. But at the same time, again, you have 40% of Americans that have these appliances. And they need them because we do eat food, and generally we were talking a little while ago. I suppose you could go on an all cold cuts diet.
Maybe. Oh yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, let's see. You could eat apples, bananas, and ham sandwiches. How's that for life? But it was back in November that Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, a Democrat, and Representative Don Beyer of Virginia, they sent a letter to that agency encouraging them to look into this. And of course, minorities and low-income households are hit worse. They always have to throw that in there. But the gas stove industry, they're saying that these emissions, they could produce harmful emissions, but at the same time, people have them. I mean, we have to eat, right?
That's just bizarre.
You can't eat raw meat.
God. Okay. And again, this is Cory Booker, and who else?
There is a representative from the state here. I got to scroll down here. Give me a second to find that, because this is a long story. Don Beyer of Virginia.
Beyer, okay.
Yeah. And they're saying that this could affect minority and low-income households more. But I don't know. You're speechless here, aren't you?
A little bit. You know, the problem is that you've got government wonks trying to change the way I live, the change the way you live, and everybody within the sound of my voice. It's just bizarre. It really honestly is. By the way, I don't know if you saw this last night, but the House did pass the so-called GOP rules package. Somebody that spoke against it, and he was pretty eloquent about it, but still... This is what you voters in CD4 did. You gave Stephen Horsford another 2 years as a congressman. Let's go to cut four real quick in honor of CD4. Stephen Horsford, his floor speech against the GOP rules package. This was from yesterday.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to yield 1 minute to the gentleman from Nevada, Mr. Horsford. The
gentleman from Nevada is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and to the chair for yielding. This Republican rules package is more like rules wreckage, and it has very little to do with governance. Adding insult to the American people, Speaker McCarthy and MAGA Republicans want to defund the IRS so that their millionaire and billionaire friends don't have to pay their fair share in taxes, while hardworking people in Nevada's 4th District pick up the tab. There's a persistent problem with the wealthiest Americans evading taxes or hiding their money in secret offshore bank accounts in order to avoid paying their tax obligations. In fact, according to a new Syracuse University analysis, low-income wage earners were audited 5.5 times more than the people in every other tax bracket in 2022. Democrats put people over politics and provided the resources and funding that the IRS needs to go after the super-rich tax cheats. It is not fair that taxpayers with lower incomes are more likely to be audited than high-income taxpayers. And adding additional insult, their first bill adds more than $100 billion to the deficit over the next 10 years. What does that say about reducing our deficit?
Stephen Horsford, CD4, on the floor of the United States House of Representatives yesterday. I'm just going to tell you, it's, you know, the people of CD4 who returned Stephen Horsford to office made a colossal mistake, just a horrible, horrible mistake. And the problem is, it's only going to get worse. And you hear rhetoric like that out of him all the time. You know, then there are people who are smart about this. And in fact, you know, we were talking yesterday a lot about the chaos of last week and the result of what happened last week and how it's going to impact not only the Congress, the House of Representatives, but you and me. Chip Roy, in fact, this is cut two. This is Chip Roy, a congressman from Texas. You're going to hear a different perspective than Stephen Horsford talking about some of the chaos last week and how it will eventually pay off for America. This was Chip Roy yesterday.
First of all, the people who sent us to Washington sent us here to actually change it. That's not just a phrase for me to use, Sean. You know I believe it. And it's I take it very seriously. Nobody in America looks at Washington and doesn't see it as broken. But you can't change it if you don't change the rules and if you don't open this place up to do the work for the people again. So we can have everything we want in words and the commitment to America. We can talk about securing the border. We can talk about cutting spending. We can talk about standing with our men and women in uniform. But if we don't have the rules in place, if we don't constrain Leviathan, if we don't stop the big bloated spending and the appropriators, we can't actually do the things you guys sent us here to do. So this week was all about that. And we got a lot of really significant improvements. Opening up the rules again. You know, I haven't been able to offer an amendment on the floor of the House in open debate since 2016. I didn't come here till 2019. Think about that. Now, what that means is now, under these rules, we'll be able to go down to the floor and offer an amendment to cut spending. We can actually have a debate about it. We have accountability for the speaker. We return to the Republican rules, the Thomas Jefferson rules, instead of the Nancy Pelosi rules. We were able to actually make sure that we put in budgetary constraints and say that we need to return our spending to 2022 levels so that we can limit spending and get on the path to a 10-year balanced budget. That was all a part of the agreement to make sure that we were going to be on board with electing the speaker. So these were all important accountability tools to do what we said we would do. People are tired of words. They want us to commit to it. And now we're all united to get this done, I hope. We'll see tonight in the next couple of hours. I hope we get there.
So we had 214 earlier today. Two congressmen, I believe, had to fly home, but they're flying back tonight. Is that correct? So we believe the real number is 216, correct?
Yeah, we think that's right, and we think we need to get a couple more to get 218, and I think right. That's being worked on as we speak. And as you already reported, we expect that to happen. But, you know, I never take anything for granted, but hopefully we'll get there.
It is in Washington, D.C. Tell us behind the scenes, how contentious was this, or was there general agreement? I've been making the case that in terms of the agenda, everybody seems to agree. I would argue that all 222 of you agree on the commitments to America. I would argue you all agree on the investigations that I just mentioned. Am I wrong on that?
No, there's absolute unity in making sure we go after the Biden administration. Now, I will say, as part of our agreement, we got what we call a church-style committee, a select committee on the Judiciary Committee under Jim Jordan, with the kind of budget and the kind of staffing. We said at least as much as the January 6th committee to go after the weaponization of government, the FBI, the intel agencies, DHS, all of them that have been, you know, labeling Scott Smith the domestic terrorist. So we got more resources, more specificity, more power to go after this recalcitrant Biden administration. That's really important. But here's the thing, Sean. We can do all the hearings we want in the world. But if we can't limit the spending that funds the bureaucrats and stop buying the FBI a $400 million new headquarters that Mitch McConnell just funded, then we can't win the fight. You cannot win the fight for freedom if you don't stop the bureaucrats. That's what this entire fight this week was about.
There you go. Chip Roy, congressman from Texas. The chaos of last week that is paying off now. I mean, we already have rescinded the 87,000 IRS agents. They voted to do that yesterday, actually last night. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five